Welcome to the Divided Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha, and this is your source for all real estate information, education, and inspiration. We're going to have fun this weekend. I'm going to take a break. Click pause real fast on this chilling series. We have a series going on right now called How to Prepare Your Home for Deep, Deep Winter. And here's the sound effect. Yeah, I just picture like the Arctic when I do that. And yeah, we're a big budget show here. So Matt, push the sound effect button one more time. In the studio with me, of course, my producer, Matt Desch. And I have a great guest. I'm not going to mention his name yet because I want to hold on for suspense. We're going to take a break, though, and I'm gonna get this awesome dude to tell us a little bit of story about how he started his business. Before I get there, though, I'm going to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So I've got a double threat guy in the studio with me. Not only is he super smart, he's also pretty darn good looking, and that makes him a double threat. Daryl Hanley is in the studio with me. And Daryl, why don't you tell the good friends a little bit about what you do?
Yeah. So, several years ago, I jumped into the mortgage industry. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something that I planned. It was an opportunity through a relationship.
Yeah.
I have an entrepreneurial spirit, love people. And this opportunity kind of was afforded to me. And I took it, jumped in right in the beginning of the pandemic. I had quit my previous job.
Which was?
I was actually the director of operations at Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then previous to that, I was a pastor for 20 years, but doing that Chick-fil-A gig.
What a ride.
I know.
So hold on. I'm a pastor and then I'm going to sling some chicken.
Yes.
And now I'm getting into the loans.
Absolutely.
Okay. You're still married, right?
Absolutely.
She's not ran away?
A few times, but I went back and got her.
Okay.
She came back around.
And, sweetheart.
But yeah, so I mean, when I was in the Chick-fil-A realm, it's a great, obviously everybody knows Chick-fil-A. Great brand.
Yep.
Loved it. But
thinking of it
right
now.
For me, it was like,
Matt, just cut it off. I gotta go. I gotta get some chicken.
Let's get it. Yeah. Let's get it. Spicy.
Maybe a new sponsor. That'd be awesome.
Yes. They don't need to pay cash. Just paying food.
Just paying food. That's right. Sponsored by
Chick-fil-A. I was doing that. And, I love the brand, love the business, love the people, mm-hmm. but it was just too tight of a box for me. I needed something, a new opportunity. And this mortgage, being a mortgage broker, came to my plate through a relationship with a local realtor. And she told me all about it and connected me. And I haven't looked back.
You jumped.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Hold on. And you're a family guy.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I am too. And I get it. And this is why I wanted to have you on the show because there's a entrepreneurial bone. It's usually the funny bone.
Yep.
Because it oftentimes doesn't make sense.
Correct.
And you need a certain, not just a small dose, you need a gallon size of insanity.
Absolutely.
To say I'm going to go brave the world and be an entrepreneur, put on that hat and take off my pants and go do work.
Yep.
You know, however... No, put your pants on. Hold on. This is not a Zoom world anymore.
Hey.
please put your pants on, kids. Okay. Then you said, I'm going to do loans. And I imagine a part of that, and correct me if I'm wrong, part of that was for freedom and flexibility.
Yeah.
For your family.
Absolutely.
Just to follow
an opportunity,
up with the emphasis.
An opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, coming here, we moved to the Flathead in 2016 to become part of the Canvas Church staff. Loved it, served there. And just when we came into town, it was interesting in that season to see that I just felt, man, this valley is so underdeveloped. There's so much opportunity. Mm. And then realizing for the first year, it was rough because the snow hit me and I was coming from Oregon and we didn't get very much snow at all. So for the first year, I was like, can I get my old job back?
Your rain in Oregon is not frozen.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Got and it. So, you know, that first year was just realizing what an opportunity we have. Mm. What a great valley, great people.
Oh, right.
But
right.
knowing that something was coming, you know, with my entrepreneurial spirit, I was just looking around going, there's really not a lot here for what we have. And that just was kind of in the back of my mind, just being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But then, you know, fast forward, getting into the mortgage industry, I actually quit my job as a director of ops for Chick-fil-A the day before COVID became a thing.
Wow.
Which was super freaky.
Yeah, of course.
Because the next day, this becomes this huge thing.
And you're out there saying, I'm in business.
Right. Right. I'm a mortgage broker. Well, no one's... Yeah. The industry shot the rates up
because
no one knew what was going on.
That's right. Yep.
And I remember sitting in Whitefish at the Bulldog Bar just thinking...
For all the right reasons.
What in the world? Yeah, for all the right, I wasn't drinking too much. I was like 12 beers in, but no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But I was just sitting there going, what did I, and my boss said, Daryl, I have no, I've never seen anything like this. I don't know what to expect. And I was, I'm not going to lie, I was freaked out a little bit, but then in the weeks and months to come, it went crazy.
Yeah.
People started to realize what an incredible place we have. And
sure.
It was just like a perfect positive storm.
What a statement. Perfect positive storm.
Yeah.
You know, Daryl, that's where I want to go with this story is I want to talk about that freaky moment where you literally clicked the sign, says open for business.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, wham.
Yeah.
Like out of nowhere, this crazy catastrophe shows up that even the those that have been in this business for a long, long time, they're like, I really don't know what to do. I don't know what the next step is.
Right.
I know it's so easy for us to say, oh, this is what I did do, because now we're 2 years past it. Mm-hmm. However, at that moment, even those of us who knew how to play every other play on the field, we didn't know that one.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to talk more with this entrepreneurial crazy guy, Daryl Hanley, with Grizzly Home Loans. Cool card, by the way. Cool card.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I know that they can't see it on the radio. However, just find the next cool thing and then double it.
It's all about the card.
That's right. This is the Flathead Home Show. We're talking with Daryl Hanley of Grizzly Home Loans. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, Daryl Hanley of Grizzly Home Loans. Probably one of the coolest business cards that I've seen in the industry. And I know, you friends, you can't see it on the radio, so you're going to have to go visit him at his office and at least just get a business card.
Absolutely.
Because that's what we do now, Daryl.
That's right.
Yeah. When you own a business, get the business card and then you just give it out.
It's the end.
Yeah. And then everything else just happens. Not.
It's not about, you know, it's not about integrity or trust. It's literally about the business card.
Yeah. All the other stuff doesn't matter.
Love it.
Byproduct of the business card. We're talking about entrepreneurism here at an incredibly professional level.
That's right.
All right, kids. So step one, get the business card. No, for those of you who missed the first segment, Daryl shared with us that for 20 years, you're a pastor.
Yep.
And then the next segment of life was director of ops, Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
That's actually more prestigious and more awesome than Black Ops or Special Ops. It's like Director of Ops, Chick-fil-A.
The Chicken Man.
Did you have like the badge? You flip open the wallet?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Back off, Director of Ops, Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
And the non-slip shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. I never felt better about myself than when I had to buy those.
Why would you ever leave that? Just to then say, I'm going to go start a business one day before COVID.
You know, that's a great question. I had no idea COVID was coming.
Yeah, sure.
But I think it goes back to what you were saying before we took the break. It's when you have an entrepreneurial spirit, you see the opportunities around you. You know what you're capable of.
Yeah.
No matter how you view it, whether you realize that God put great things in you.
Sure.
Or it comes out of, you know, your internal drive. Whatever it is for you. For me, I just knew that God created me to do great things and to take risks, to take chances. And if you don't take them, you know, you don't see what you're capable of doing and what's possible. And for me, like, my bottom line was always, I've just loved people.
Yeah.
You know, my mom raised me that way. You take care of people, you love people.
Yeah.
And so it just made sense to come into the mortgage industry and love people, take care of them and do the best you can for them.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You know what? Let me crack open that egg a little bit and pull the candy out of this Easter egg, because the mortgage industry, your job as a mortgage professional, and I only know this because I work with you. I work with individuals like you who bring the professionalism that they do to the table. You're really a surgeon to the transaction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's that weird phrase. I don't know whoever came up with there was more than one way to skin a cat. That's a really sick person. however, here's a far better analogy. There are more than one ways to fund the home.
For sure.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that there are good ways.
Yeah. Right.
There's probably some very expensive ways that you could buy your home.
Yep.
And if you were to just go to your favorite.com, click, you know, pre-approve myself with this rocket, and then get that piece of paper that's not worth the paper it's printed on.
Right.
They're not going to ever sponsor this show. And that's okay, because we deal with real professionals on this show.
Right.
However, if that's what you're going to do, then you might be underserving yourself and overspending.
Yep.
And see, that's what Daryl's job is you love people. So naturally, you want to see the best deal for them.
Absolutely.
So like a surgeon would look at the person on the table and say, I need these tools to get this job done. Daryl does the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, look, this is the applicant. This is the purchase. These are the vehicles. I'm going to make these things happen, pull on these levers, push these buttons, and punch this guy in the face. And hello, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just said that, because it's still on my mind.
We're hungry.
Director of Ops.
We're Chick-fil-A. Hungry, man. Oh, no, it's side note. It definitely has, there's something special about Montana, and there's, I think, a desire in people to, you know, keep it local. They want to have that relationship.
Yeah.
And I think we're coming to that place where it used to be a better deal when you drop names like Rocket.
Yeah.
But now the market is very competitive.
Yeah.
And so not only, I'm not bragging on Grizzly Home Loans, but when you come to me, not only are you going to get that personal relationship and that care, but you're going to get the best that's out there.
You're going to get your neighbor
right
talking to you.
Absolutely.
Saying, hey, I really care about this purchase. And I think that if we do it this way, you're going to save a lot of money.
Yep.
Yeah. Whereas the push button thing doesn't think that.
No.
The push button thing thinks, let's drive this thing to the closing table and get money.
Yeah. And I've worked with those people, and you know, I'm not going to say that I've never made mistakes, because I have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always a learning process, but when someone genuinely cares,
yeah,
it's a game changer. When they call you back, they pick up their phone.
Yeah.
When there is an issue,
yeah,
they work it out. They take care of it. You know, not just because of their reputation, but because of who they are and because they care for you. I mean, that's a big deal.
I think you entered the industry at a perfect time. Would you call it the perfect positive storm?
I do feel that way.
Yeah, because everything went crazy. And when things go crazy, people want to grab them. They want to attach themselves to people that care. Yeah. I don't know the answer, and I don't know what it's going to look like. I know that this guy cares, though, and so I'm going to align myself with him.
Absolutely.
That's super cool. That's what I picture when I think of a grizzly bear, honestly.
Yeah, my tagline is your apex lender. I was like, when we're creating this logo, do we have like a bear eating someone's head?
Yeah,
or right. Do we want to come in peace? You know, like. Right. So, no, I was just going to say, you know, the market, absolutely everyone knows now that the market has changed. Mm-hmm. It's no longer sellers have the power. It's for me, deep down, I'm excited.
I am too.
I know things have changed. You know, loan volume is down, all of those things. But there's an excitement for me as we move into 23 to go. Yep. All these people who've been crying about not being able to get into the market.
Yep.
Now's the opportunity with all these incentives. Sellers are given credits. I mean, it's,
you know, what a cliffhanger, because we got to go. The show's over. We're over the limit here.
It's over.
However, I want to bring you back next weekend, because I'm going to talk about that shifting market.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Daryl Hanley, Grizzly Home Loans. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.